on the line with us right now is a man that was called George Clooney by the President of the United States, the head coach of the championship Villanova team, Jay Wright. Hi, Jay.
Good morning, Angelo. How are you? How you doing, guys?
Jay, that looked unbelievably cool. Tell us what it was like to be at the Rose Garden yesterday.
It was cool. It was really cool. The president was a really impressive man, impressive leader. He came in to see us before we had, you know, what you would see there on TV where we are on the stage. He came in and met with our team, met each guy individually. I was fortunate enough to have my family there. As soon as he saw my family, he said, "Oh, I got to come on, let's take a family picture, talk to my kids, and then talk to each player individually, our president, Father Peter Donahue." And then, you know, after he did all that, he spoke to the team. And then, then everybody proceeded out to the stage, and, and then you did everything that you saw out there on stage. But the best part was him in a room with us really for like 20 minutes just talking to each guy individually and talking to our team.
You know, Jay, what really impressed me, you have not been a controversial man at the time you've been in Philadelphia. And yet when you got up...
I'm not on your show too much.
No, no. But I was going to tell you, Jay. Jay,
I've
you
so
did...
lucky. I tell you about that, Angelo.
You're a
as
champion,
long as you stay
Jay.
With the Eagles
Jay.
And the Phillies, I'm safe.
No, listen to me. You're a champion now. You will never be criticized again in Philadelphia radio. Ever.
Oh, my God.
You're a champion. You're number one. You gave the city the greatest gift you could give them.
Just ask Charlie Manuel
about
that. Yeah, Cole Hamels.
Charlie was different. This
Ryan
man
Howard.
Is a visionary. But, Jay, just tell me.
Guys, Angel think I don't listen to this show?
Yeah, exactly.
You're in the clear, Jay. You're in the clear. Believe it. But, Jay, this is what I want to know. When you went up there and you called him a great leader, which maybe it's just me. I love the man. I think. The president's done a great job. That is something most people, or a lot of people, don't believe. Did you really believe that? You did a testimonial to the president. Tell me what went into that thought, why you did that.
I really do. Some of my conservative friends, which I have many, texted me and killed me right after that. But I do. Well, first of all, we coach 18 and 22-year-old young men. So he, as a family man and as a leader, is a great example to those guys. And we actually presented to him 2 years ago. I went to the White House to meet him with General Dempsey, the commander of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Myself and about five other coaches had a summit down there for leadership. So we went to meet him. And his chief of staff really likes basketball, Dennis McDonough, and so does the president. So before we went down there, I called the chief of staff and asked him to get me a picture of the president playing basketball. So privately, we matched up a shot of the president taking a jump shot with a defender in front of him, exactly like the shot that Chris Jenkins took. And we matched them up, and we presented it to him privately, you know, as a basketball player. And he's a great role model for our guys. So as a college coach, you know, I'd love every one of our guys to play basketball like him, to grow up to be a good family man, a great leader like him. So he's important to us.
You lost a couple of beloved players to graduation. What is it like? I mean, the president said how brilliant you guys have been at graduating your players, Jay. What was it like? I mean, they're out of the family technically now. Probably not really, but they're no longer at Villanova. What was that like for you?
Well, those guys came. We have five seniors, and they all came back to take the trip with us. Ryan Archidiakono, Daniel Achefu, and then Pat Rafferty, Henry Lowe, Kevin Rafferty, Henry Lowe, and Pat Farrell. So they all come back. We have a saying, once a Wildcat, always a Wildcat. So those guys stay in touch. If you watch the NCAA tournament, Kyle Lowry was behind our bench, Javon Pinkston, Randy Ford. Those guys are always texting in. They're always talking to our guys. They always come back in the summer and work out with the guys. I think that's a strength of our program.
It's great. What will happen to Ryan and Daniel? Did they have a chance to play more basketball, or is this the end of the line?
Yeah, they're both working out for NBA teams. As a matter of fact, Ryan is working out with the Milwaukee Bucks today. Daniel Achefu has eight workouts with NBA teams coming up here before the draft. I think right now they would be borderline second-round picks, but I think they would have a chance to, both of them, to make a team as a free agent. I think they have a lot of intangibles they bring to the table that could really help an NBA team.
I hope they do get that opportunity. What is life like after a championship, Jay?
It's crazy. One of the things, I think you and I have talked about this, one of the great things about coaching college basketball in Philadelphia is, you know, it's a pro town. It's a great college basketball town where everyone, they love college basketball. But like you, Ange, you know, and they're killing the coach of the Eagles and the Phillies and the Sixers. They're kind of just following the college basketball. Now, I think people recognize the coach of Villanova a little bit more, and it's different. But I think that'll subside here, and when next basketball season starts. It's just different right now in Philly. One of the things we love about Philly is you can just kind of do your thing and not be noticed that much.
Since you won, have you had to buy a drink or a dinner?
Not many, honestly.
No, I would be shocked. I would be shocked if it was one. You won the championship. Everybody wants to treat you now.
It has been interesting to me that people, what most people say is thank you, which is interesting. You know, it's not as much congratulations. You know, someone's like, hey, Jay, or, you know, hey, coach, thank you. Thank you very much. And it's really cool. Like, they're Philly sports fans that, you know, that just won they just won a championship. And I'm glad they embraced us and that they feel a part of it, because they are. You know, we play at the Wells Fargo Center, man. It's a big part of our recruiting that if you come to Villanova, you're going to play in front of 19, 20,000. And they're not just Villanova fans. They're Philadelphia basketball fans. And it's a big part of our program. So I was blown away by the parade, just what the city of Philadelphia did, the way the fans came out. And I'm glad that everybody feels good about it. And I do believe we have more to come. I think our teams, I really do. I think we have teams going in a great direction right now.
Jay, the last time I talked to you, you said that you hoped if you got a call from an NBA team, you'd be able to say no to them. Did you get a call from an NBA team?
Yes. It's, in our business, we all know each other, so it doesn't have to be, an NBA general manager or president call my agent. It's not like we all know each other, so they call me and congratulate me and talk to me about a play and then say, would you be interested? And, you know, I've been able to say no. I love my job. And I think you and I have talked about this. I love the NBA. I'm watching these games right now. They're unbelievable. I love the coach there. But I wouldn't want to give up my job to do it. I love my job. And I love coaching at Villanova. I love what we can do. And so I really feel fortunate. And I don't want to mess with being happy somewhere to take a chance somewhere else. I really like my job.
All right, Jay, they can't actually employ you because you're going to stay at Nova, but you can still help. Jay Wright, the champion of college basketball, who are you picking with the number one pick, Ben Simmons or Brandon Ingram?
I would say, Ange, I really have great faith in the people at the Sixers. I really do.
We don't have any faith in them at all.
Look at where they are right now.
Yeah.
Think about what we went through with that process.
They lost 73 games. You
haven't lost 73 games in your entire career.
Jay, you're way smarter than them. Help these people out, Jay. Who should they pick?
We lived through it. Now we're in a great spot. I'm sure they're going to do this. I would bring those two guys in and just sit down and talk with them. And get a feeling for which one of these guys will embrace being a leader of a program and an organization and will take responsibility for the other players and the organization and being a leader in the city of Philadelphia and not be the guy that wants to be the star individually.
Right.
Whichever one, they're both close enough in terms of talent. Whichever one of them would want to play for their teammates, play for their coaches, play for the Sixers. Whichever one of them would want to do that, that's the one I would pick.
All right, I'm going to rephrase the question. This will get me my answer. Jay Wright, as the ultimate coach in American sports, can you teach a kid how to shoot a lot better than he is when he comes to you?
Yes.
You can. You can.
Especially, you especially in the NBA where they have the time. But, you know, they have so much time. You can become a better shooter. But if a guy didn't grow up as a great shooter, believing in himself as a great shooter, he's never going to be the guy in the NBA that is a great shooter. Like, LeBron James did not grow up as a great shooter. He's a good shooter, but when the game's on the line, he doesn't want to take a jump shot. He wants to drive it. Steph Curry, when the game's, it has always believed in himself as a shooter. When the game's on the line, he'll take a three-pointer and have great confidence in making it.
It's a great answer. That's how you won. Your kid did it too. Jay, last thing, and I can't thank you enough for doing this. You are called the George Clooney of basketball. If your wife tonight had a choice, she could only have dinner with one man, Jay Wright or George Clooney, who would she pick?
Tonight, she's about sick of me. She's sick of hearing me talk.
Sick of listening to me
on WIP. I know she's in the car right now. She's listening. So I would say tonight, after having dealt with me after this championship, George Clooney.
Right answer as usual. Jay Wright, thank you so much. And continued success at Nova. Thanks, Jay.
Great talking to you guys. Take care.
Jay Wright. Yeah, and
how good is he?
He's the best. He's so good at it.
And the one thing
he's so good at that stuff. He's good at everything.